Yep, Andile, you hit the nail on the head. Big news on Relay William Mofokeng. I'm told that by my sources that the two clubs, I'm talking about Orlando Pirates and Minnesota United in the MLS, simply ran out of time. They had a little bit more time before the MLS transfer window shut down on the 21st of August. Perhaps, maybe perhaps, we could have been talking a different story. A bidding proposal offer of $2 million perhaps rising if there was time to negotiate this. But I'm told that the club not giving up, especially with the AFCON on its way, Relay Mofokeng, a big prospect for the MLS and maybe even other clubs around the world and around other in Europe and in the MLS as well. But I want to find out from the Husk what he thinks of this potential move. If it can happen and if it does happen, will Relay Mofokeng fit in USA?
Relay Mofokeng is a special player. I don't think he'll struggle to fit in anywhere in the world. He's my favorite player in the league. I think he's the best player in the league right now, even though a lot of people say he may be off form. He is, for me, easily still the best player in the league. And he would play anywhere in the world, quite literally. And I said that in the offseason, I didn't want to see him start the season in the PSL, honestly. I think he should have been gone a long time ago. His quality needs to move along.
Well, interesting analysis from the Husk. Let's move on to their Soweto rivals, Kaizer Chiefs, who also want to have a little bite at Mamelodi Sundowns this coming week on Wednesday at FNB Stadium. Kaizer Chiefs wounded at the moment, Aiden McCarthy and a couple of others, including the new signing Igodaro, injured at the moment. Here's coach Cedric Kaze.
But Aiden, he hasn't trained since that day. The medical staff are working very hard to put him back and on the field, but we will have to wait and see how he does tomorrow to decide whether he will be part of the game or not. Part that is as well, we have Shinga and Cross that have been sick the last 2 days. Godaro that was as well injured at training 2 days ago.
By the way, as we confirmed here on Soccer Zone last week, coach Nasreddine Nabi back in the country. I did catch up with him at Lucas Moripe Stadium. Speaking of coaches who are back in the country, Luke Emael, he's come in now for Sinetemba Badela, who got sacked because of differences between him and the sporting director. Luke Emael, I'm told, already taking charge of the training sessions, but perhaps there's still a work permit issue there. I'd like to hear from Skipper Hlompho Kekana. Is he going to make Chipper cook, Skipper?
Mazola, I just want to wish him well, because this is the coach that he didn't do preseason with the club. So you'd expect him to know players by now. If he doesn't know players by now, I'm sure he'll struggle a lot, because you know the games are coming thick and fast, and you know the AFCON is coming soon. So there will be so many matches in between. So if he can't get the team winning, he mustn't unpack the bag.
Well, packing bags, as Skipper says, I'll tell you, a player who wants to pack his bags is Thapelo Maseko. We might have seen him play and feature for Mamelodi Sundowns in that MTN 8 second league fixture against Orlando Pirates. But my understanding is that his camp still trying, still making attempts to get him out of the club. And at the moment, not getting any joy, not getting response from the sporting director or from the hierarchy of the club about Thapelo Maseko, with Coach Cardoso making it firm, telling us, the media, that Maseko is a big part of this team going forward this season. Let's see how that plays out. Listen, I did sit down also with Tim Sukazi, the chairman at TX Galaxy, and that is my final story for the evening. You will remember that you'll get a lot more of this on sabcsport.com, on all our platforms as well, including SABC Plus. This is Tim Sukazi trying to elaborate why the long wait with regards to the FIFA ban.
That's when they started responding somehow, alluding to the fact that we need to pay through the FIFA FCH, FIFA Clearance House system. Then I wrote back to them as late as now, after the Chipper game, after having received another correspondence from them to say, listen, we paid into an account that was given to you by us. I mean, to us by you. You said you must pay into this account for this club, and you must pay the 2,000 Swiss francs into a FIFA account, and you gave us the account. You didn't just sit and predict. So we did what we were supposed to do, what was expected of us. Now it cannot be now that this late you tell us that we have to pay through the FCH system, and therefore we don't recognize payments done by clubs directly to each other.